Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us,
and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Tasia.
And we have quite a bit to talk about in this episode, especially about technology and how new technology is going to change how we interact, I guess, and just live our daily lives, which some of the stuff I'm excited for.
Yes.
And kind of nervous.
And in today's day, you know, technology and living life, that's like the easiest way to go about doing any and everything. It's a part of our lives now.
Right. And it's one
especially
of those,
as millennials.
As millennials. And we were just discussing this actually like at church a couple of days ago. My pastor was discussing how, especially with millennials, technology is really the only way that we communicate. And we often decide whether or not we base our feelings, whether or not how much somebody interacts with us through technology, like through social media, like
we take
a big offense when people, you know, do or do not like things or comment on things.
If they block you on social media,
yes,
you know it's serious.
And right. And so which honestly is a good bad thing, otherwise I don't know. It's just how it is. And then later on in the episode, we wanted to discuss kind of on the same vein of relationships, Ryan Reynolds and his marriage advice that a fan asked him for, and how his response was to marriage and things like that. So to get us started, though, we have I believe talked about this in a previous episode in regards to especially Samsung Galaxy Notes overheating and actually catching on fire.
Yes.
So, which of course is a big concern. And we did mention in a previous episode how
someone was charging their phone and it literally just caught on fire.
Yeah. And you know, and you can just be using it in, or it
could just
be in your
pocket.
Yeah,
when it happens.
And catching on fire. And so, of course, this is a safety hazard, not only to yourself, but to the people around you. And one industry that has really had to worry about this and has had great concerns is the airline industry.
Definitely.
And some airlines earlier this year, after the release of the Galaxy Note, and once they realized that this was actually a problem, had mentioned that they didn't even want the phones. I know Southwest was saying that they didn't even want Samsung Galaxy phones
on their airlines,
the flights, regardless. Yeah, whether you had it on board with you or just checked it in into your your checked in luggage underneath the cabin and things like that. So it was a really big concern.
Well, because at the end of the day, it's becoming a safety hazard
yeah.
in general. So
yeah.
regardless of where it seems to be on the plane, mm-hmm. it's
it doesn't
be a
matter.
Problem.
Yeah. Whether it's exactly. And so now to combat this and to make things a little bit safer, there's three airlines that are adding to their planes, their fleets, fireproof bags that you can put your, that will fit a cell phone and or laptop. And I'm assuming if it
like
can
a
fit
tablet,
a laptop,
yeah.
it can fit a tablet as well. So Virgin Airlines has added these fireproof bags to all of their planes. Delta has added it to over 200 planes and is planning on adding it to more as by 2017, as well as Alaska Airlines. And Alaska Airlines has, especially for their flights overseas that they have, they those planes have at least two bags to contain it. And what's really cool about these bags, which I thought was to help with the safety, is that it can withstand heat up to 3,200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
And so if so, what I'm assuming and what I have learned is that when your phone is starting to overheat mm-hmm. and gets to a certain level of heat to where it's potentially like if you're able to catch it in time, overheating to where it's going to catch on fire, you can put it in to this bag and then you can seal it with Velcro and or they have like these heavy duty zippers on some of them depending on which ones on which flights, and it just contains it, so it kind of like snuffs it and puts it out,
right?
So then that way it doesn't become a major problem, especially can you I can't imagine in flight having a fire starting on a plane.
Yeah, but how I feel about these cell phone bags,
yeah
fireproof bags, is the fact that they should honestly make the passengers put their phone in there immediately.
Okay.
Honestly,
I was thinking because that too. Before
it's not
it's
like
problem.
You just know like, hey, oh my god my phone's hot, oh my god it's gonna catch on fire. It
right.
doesn't seem like it's that much of a,
and it can just be like charging, like, you know, because I some planes do have like those charger ports in flight and things like that, and so you can charge your phone with the outlets. So you're right, because what if you step away to go to the bathroom? I don't know, because some overseas flights are quite a long
exactly. And time. There's been plenty of times where I'm just on an hour flight and I might just put my earphones on, set my phone down and not look
think
at my
it.
Phone.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Especially with the earphones, you can change the song on there. So I honestly believe that they should make the people put them in the bags immediately, because it's a safety hazard for everybody else regardless.
Right.
And I'm still appalled the fact that Samsung themselves hasn't found a way to fix and capture this problem and recall all the phones and give people new ones and
with
completely
the recall,
fix it.
They have done, like, they've started like a recall and things like that. But my mom, she has a Samsung Galaxy, like, not the Note, but I think like the 6. I forget what phone model she has, but she does have a Samsung Galaxy phone. And I used to as well. And I loved my Samsung Galaxy at the time. But even with my mom's model that she has, it does heat up.
Yeah.
And it gets hot. It hasn't.
iPhones technically heat up and they'll tell you when you're not able to use it.
Exactly.
Cool
and
down.
So I don't know if this is just something that Samsung just in general has to like figure out when it comes to their batteries and things like that with their phones. And I know it's always like a best practice not to use your phone while you have it plugged in. Like that's just what, or any device technically, but people do it anyways, you know.
Yeah.
That's commonplace. And so I agree with you, because I was also thinking that as well. But then I guess you kind of have to go on people's merit on whether or not they're going to turn over their phone or put it in a bag and not take it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially on long flights.
But people have to realize you are on an airplane. You decided to get this phone. You decided to now not do anything about it after you've known that this problem is a reoccurring situation.
Right.
So which is more important? You not being bored on your flight or you getting to your destination safely?
No, I totally agree.
So it's like,
exactly.
Because I just went on a flight recently and there was no type of, well, I was on a Delta technically Airlines and they didn't make you do anything with your phones or didn't check your phones, didn't look at them or anything. Well, we didn't even have any problems with the flight. Nothing like that went down. But at the same time, they didn't take any precautions to see if this was a potential problem for their flight.
Yeah, an announcement or anything.
So for all I know, someone's phone could have potentially been overheating and they didn't even know. Nobody knew. So I think that there should be some type of regulation where they do, just like they do check people at the security lines, you have to check what type of phone you have and they need to give you some type of safety precaution for that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that,
just like you put your laptop in your phone in a different bin potentially.
You
that
just
phone is being checked
made me think
through the
of
security.
This. Yeah, when we put our electronics out, perhaps the security, like, you know, the TSA agents giving you a fireproof bag to put your electronics in at that time.
Exactly. And they can even have them a dispenser next to the bins that you put your carry-on and whatnot in to get checked. Because even for certain people who just would like to take a safety precaution in general that don't have that phone can still use it anyways.
Yeah.
And the people who do have that phone are regulated that they have you have to use
it.
And if it's some type of problem to where they believe like, hey, you know, I still want to be able to listen to my music or whatnot. Okay. I would say like have a port to where, you know,
the head jack
can fit into through the bag.
Okay.
And then that's when the people's merit can be taken into account, to where if they feel like,
okay,
my phone's overheating, I'm using it, it's in the bag, it's still overheating, let me turn this off.
Right. Okay.
You know, instead of them just not doing
this
it
reminds
at all.
Me of an idea. You saying that reminds me of, they do have some when you travel or if you're going to like a water park, especially, they have clear, like see-through bags that and they kind of like hang from your neck, so it's kind of like a lanyard type situation, which you could put your phone in, and so like if you're at a water park you could still use it, but it's now waterproof, so that water can't get into it because it's like in this clear plastic.
So they should definitely take those ideas off of that and make it fireproof now in the means, but still make people able to use it,
right?
Not
so you can still utilize it
but it still be plastic, clear, see through. You can still touch your phone through it,
because of course we still want to get our updates and everything. So I don't know, we're interested to hear what you guys think about this. Should all flights have these fireproof bags? At least I believe it's Delta has they're wanting at least two per flight on board and things like that.
Hopefully they get them
soon. You know, and so do you believe that you should automatically get a fireproof bag for your cell phone when you check onto your flight, or is it not that big of a deal? And we're interested to hear what you guys think, because this is what we think. We think that everybody should have one just in case, especially if this is going to be a problem, which it has been a problem. And it's not just a few instances. It's happening reoccurringly where phones are overheating or catching on fire, especially the Samsung Galaxy, which is kind of like sad, because like I know a lot of people were really excited for the Note 7 to come out. So how we're going to just make sure everybody's safe. But
and this has definitely been something that's reoccurring internationally as well, too. It's not like it's just an American recall.
And it's happening every...
happening just everywhere,
with
people
daily
buying
activities.
Phones in China.
Nothing. They're not
out of the ordinary. That's
right.
They're doing with these phones.
Right. And so with that, we're going to take it to a quick break. And when we come back, we want to discuss some other new technology that BMW is giving to us, as well as how it feels to shake Obama's hand and tweet about it. Live action tweeting about it. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
So if you are into the whole future idea when it comes to
just even luxury cars and luxury stuff
and just
in
how
general,
we get around and how technology. Now, it's kind of funny because I think that because of social media and the fact that, one, we the people can tell corporations like what we want and what we think is cool, and
give our feedback for sure,
give them feedback. And also because now I feel ideas are able to spread, one, quickly, and two, just around, like it has a farther reach now through social media and things like that. And one really cool thing that BMW is coming up, they're coming up with a few new concepts. They're celebrating their 100th year anniversary, so they're kind of debuting. It's this whole, their new look and their new slogan right now is the next 100.
Yeah.
So looking ahead.
They're trying to go very futuristic.
The future, yes. Which is exciting. And they're trying to break that mold and everything. And so one cool new thing that they're in, has been in the works and that they're debuting is their BMW motorcycle.
Yes.
And if you Google it and look it up, you can see it looks like really futuristic. It looks really cool. But the there's a couple of cool features.
Yes, about the motorcycle itself is that it's going to be a self-balancing motorcycle.
Right.
Yeah, they call it the self-balancing motorcycle of tomorrow.
Right.
And they are trying to eliminate the need for protective gear.
Right, which I don't know how I feel about that.
Yes. So they're trying to make you not have to wear anything other than their futuristic suit. In a sense.
Okay.
So.
And they're like visor, like their goggle visor thing.
It will be. Eye gear. They're called like Motorrad Vision Next 100.
Right.
And they'll have the self-balancing system that keeps the bike upright in both motion and when it's still.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you don't need a kickstand.
And, yeah. And then with the BMW self motorcycle, it will have a control panel. So it'll be literally a more digital bike, put it that way.
Okay.
So everything will be more in your touch, in your hands. You see right. it, you visualize it, you touch it. It's doing what you want it to do.
See,
when you want it to
I
do.
Don't know how I feel about that, though.
Yeah.
Well, okay, on the flip side, okay, so one pro that I think is really cool is that because it's self, it keeps itself upright and self-balancing, especially while in motion. I think that that's a really cool safety feature. I've never ridden on a... Well, okay, I take that back. I've ridden on a motorcycle like years ago. I think it must have been 7 or 8, but it was my uncle and we just like went around the block. So we weren't going fast.
I went on a motorcycle like you know? When I was around that same time and it was like Ronald McDonald's little thing for kids and they were just taking you around like
so
the neighborhood.
So I've never really...
Rode a motorcycle.
Ridden. Yeah, exactly. I've never
really even
had the wind like in my hair and all of that great coolness.
My mom actually used to ride a motorcycle. She used to have a sports Yamaha.
That's
she used
cool.
To, like really ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Be
yeah.
like on
so
her
I'm
little
sure,
biker's crew and stuff.
I'm sure having it being self-balancing would
people
be,
are definitely going to jump on this
right.
and want to ride the bike for sure, especially because BMW is already a proclaimed luxury brand
yes.
itself.
Mm-hmm.
So now with the fact that people are going it's going to be made as a motorcycle, people are really going to jump on this.
Yeah.
Like my boyfriend, personally, he has been talking a lot about wanting to get his motorcycle license. And he already has a BMW now.
So, yeah.
So if he, if, when this car, when this motorcycle comes out, I'm 100% sure he's
going
to want people
get, yeah.
that are going to want to work
but
for
I just
it and get it, especially because it balances
how I
themselves.
I feel about that whole visor situation.
Yeah. That's the question there.
Because I know that they're, well, I was just going to say that I know that there's, of course, human error. Like, we make mistakes just
exactly
as humans. But I don't like the fact that it's going to be based upon, like, what we're seeing. Like, everything's going to be, like, in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if there's a glitch? That's my always my
and
biggest thing.
It does say that everything involved with the person and the bike is all through that smart set visor.
Yes.
So, everything in regards to probably even the manual,
that's
what's
what
happening, how to get in contact with
and
help, because you know sometimes BMWs have
like OnStar type thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's
I don't
very
know. That's just my
and
thing.
How are you not going to allow people to necessarily wear helmets? Is that what you're meaning by protective
gear?
Okay,
and that's what I was thinking too, because I totally get the whole self-balancing thing, and hopefully that will eliminate a lot of accidents,
but that doesn't eliminate the people driving around
yes.
you.
Yes. And what if you hit a rock?
Exactly.
I always think about that. What if you hit a ditch? No,
well,
like, you know, I mean, I've never ridden a motorcycle, so I don't
know. The cause of motorcycle accidents is because a motorcycle happens to be potentially in the middle of the lane or next to a car in a lane,
and
a car
see.
Just happens to get over and clip them.
Yes.
So what is the bike able to balance enough that even if it's some hits by the
how
side, it's just going to just
can
stay?
It withstand?
But
yes.
even then, so you're on a freeway next to cars. If the bike still is staying straight and it just moved over perfectly.
I don't know. Yeah. I want to see this
it's
testing.
It's
going to
hit a different... It's just going
right.
to... Yeah.
Right.
We're going to need to see visual action of,
exactly
of
what's
this
going
motorcycle
on.
Moving.
And BMW, in addition to this new motorcycle, which is really cool, is they are debuting a new, like, Rolls Royce is coming out, a 20-foot Rolls, which I think is
cool.
really cool. And then as well as a new... like BMW Mini, and this Mini is supposed to be like there's no steering wheel in this little car, and it's supposed to, they really want to do it with like rideshare. And we have talked about this before in previous episodes about Uber debuting driverless cars and things like that. And so this is kind of like in that same idea of having a car kind of like self-drive and being able to make decisions on its own without having a driver, which, again, I've said this before and it still makes me, it just makes me a little bit nervous. Like, I wouldn't mind taking that kind of car like around town, but I would definitely not be okay with going like on the freeway, and I wouldn't want to go far distance in a car that doesn't have a steering wheel. I don't know. I just don't feel safe with that. But
yeah, it is very weird. And instead of them having a steering wheel, they also won't have seats. They'll have a couch.
The Rolls is going to have a couch. So it's going to be ultra luxurious.
It's becoming too futuristic and too potential error. Like, even though there's human error, there's also computer. Just things are too able to go wrong.
Somebody could hack.
I've even watched TV shows, potentially like The Good Wife, where they had an episode where it was a car that drove on its own and was able to stop and go on its own, but it happened to not stop on time and it hit somebody else, causing an accident. That person to hit was paralyzed. Thing is, if you don't have a steering wheel to control it, if something potentially goes wrong,
I'm hoping that they have
like
a brake. Like, you know how like when you are taking driving classes and like you're driving, but then the driving instructor still has like the brake on their side. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping I don't know.
But then also, is this car going to have all these sensors around it? Because even though it might be able to stay in its lane perfectly, what if someone accidentally comes into your lane and you need to like shift maneuver over a little quickly. Bit, maneuver quickly.
Yeah.
Just is the car going to be able to beep, 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 since that I move over? So there's
Interested.
Just going to have to be a lot of testing going on with this. And I'm pretty sure it's very expensive for anybody to encounter and have this car themselves.
Right.
And
so we're excited.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be kind of cool to tweet about it though and be like, oh, I'm tweeting and I'm in a
driverless
driverless car.
I'll see all these videos because my brother loves YouTube of like all those motorcycles, those stunts, do it yourself type of thing. So once BMW comes out with their sponsored YouTube video and blog it all out, I'm pretty sure I'm going
to watch it. And I think it just kind of goes hand in hand too with this whole concept that everybody's on right now with like the virtual reality things being like, it's just a shift towards the future.
Yeah.
But like, really, you know, and I guess the feelings that we're feeling right now in regards to this and the apprehension that we have is the same apprehension when they shifted from, you know, the horse and buggy to the car. And then when cars started being able to go faster than 2 miles per hour.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure
they're just trying to bring it more literally futuristic, like Back to the Future, those movies.
Yes.
And just certain movies where you saw cars flying and just moving and doing things on their own.
We're excited to hear what you guys think about it too. Like, I don't know. So Tasia, would you or would you not get into a driverless car and take a trip?
If I knew that it was going to be safe and I knew that all the precautions were going to be handled, for sure. Why not? It could be
cool. I would go on it for like 5 minutes. I would not. That would not be my new way to commute.
No, I'm not saying it would be my new way to commute. I'm very controlling. I like to do things on my own. I want to be. I get car sick as well, so I like to drive myself, or unless I'm sitting in the front seat.
Right, right.
But I feel like it would be a convenient thing to do sometimes, like a Lyft, you know, like.
Yeah, if I'm just So
like a taxi-less driver. That would be cool. Like if you didn't have to have the
taxi.
Like they didn't bother you or talk to you in the car.
True.
You just did what you want while you were in the car.
Oh, I wonder, you know what would be kind of cool if they, and this is kind of like a futuristic thing too, and I know we have to cut it to a break real fast, but, and so no human driver, but what if they had like a holographic like image that popped up like, hey, I'm
yes, that can talk and assist
Siri,
when you
but
need
not
it.
Siri. Like,
that
she can be,
would be really cool. And they,
I don't know, BMW.
I think they did that kind of stuff in like iRobot.
You know, so she just pops up. Is everything good? Or would you like the temperature higher? Like,
yes. She can still do all the controls for me. I don't need, it just makes people even more lazy.
And how you can change,
honestly,
like, the accent. That'd be kind of cool. Okay, so I don't know. It would be kind of cool. But we're going to cut it to a break. And when we come back, we want to talk about Obama as well as marriage advice from Ryan Reynolds. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. We'll be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. And we want to talk about some really cool news. Like, how would you feel, Pauline, if you were able to shake Obama's hand?
Right. I honestly, first of all, I would probably, okay. I'm just getting, I'm getting nervous just thinking about it. I know. I would probably pass out.
Really?
No, really. Because I feel that, I don't get really starstruck over a lot of people, but there are certain people, like, that if I had the opportunity to be in
your presence,
their presence, and I don't believe in, like, esteeming people at such a high pedestal, but just I think because of what he represents just to me, would make me just be in awe of him, and just I don't know, I would want to shake his hand. I would probably couldn't breathe, and I know, because this happens to me when I do get starstruck, the sometimes I feel like I can't speak English anymore, like I can't articulate anything and I can't speak. So if he were to like ask me how my day were going, I'd probably would just be like holding onto his hand and be like, yeah, me too, you know, or like good, how are you, like, are you know, like I love you, like I wouldn't be able to hold
a functioning conversation.
And he would probably laugh at me, which would make me laugh more, and then I would probably melt because I'd be like, great, Obama thinks I'm dumb, you know. So, and then I would probably just I would try to hug him most likely, and probably would get shoved off of him because I'd be like, ma'am, don't touch him,
don't touch the president.
Yeah, I'd be like, back off, you know. So
he would probably be like, it's okay, it's okay.
And then I'd be like, clearly
she's having a moment.
Yes. And I would be like, can we please take a picture? And I would like probably drop my phone 14 times because I couldn't like
handle the selfie.
Yes. So
I would need it to be on Snapchat, Instagram.
I've like another
Facebook.
I'm like, can you say my name one time? Pauline.
Just how you doing, Pauline?
I don't know. How would you feel if you met Obama?
I would feel very grateful, honestly. I would feel very grateful, very blessed. I would ask for some type of advice.
Would actually make it worthwhile.
Yeah, well, I'm honestly just speaking, I don't know if I would get starstruck off of anybody. I would always, because, you know, just being in the industry, in that person, they are always around people that are extra and always being extra. So I wouldn't want to portray myself as an extra person. I don't want to be evasive or all up in their lives and personal bubble.
Yes.
So I would definitely get my pictures in, my hugs in, you know, and all my conversations that I would want, especially if it was someone I met like Rihanna or Beyonce. I would ask, can I have a job, an internship, something? Can I work with you?
Right. Yeah.
Seriously, this is not a joke.
No, I totally get it. Right, I totally get it.
Since I don't necessarily want to be in politics, I would ask for all the advice that Obama was able to give me as a person, just to be able to be successful. And to be successful and to be able to be the highest leadership in American democracy. So
right.
And so, I would ask to meet his wife. Can I meet Michelle?
Yeah, I would definitely. I'd be like, is Michelle here? I'd be like, sir, I appreciate you and all that you have done for me. But however,
can I take a pictures with your daughter? I'm around
Michelle's
daughter's age, older. But.
So the reason why we bring this up is because a lot of people have been reacting to Little Miss Mari Copini and her reaction to meeting both Obama and Donald Trump. So she is a 9-year-old girl from Flint, Michigan, who is actively serving right now as Little Miss Flint. And she has been in the talks, especially as the debates had started and things like that, because she wrote. So the backstory is that she wrote a letter to President Obama in regards to how she is standing up and what she's trying to do to change her community. Because now, remember, like, Flint, Michigan is having the water problems right now at this time. And so she has been so she wrote to him kind of basically saying, I've been doing my best to march and protest and speak out for all the kids that I live with here in Flint. And one of the things that she did ask of the president was to meet him, and other members of her community. And mm-hmm. so to have that opportunity. And so he actually, instead of having her come or anything, he went to her. And went to her and went to go speak to her community and things like that. And so, mm-hmm. which is really cool because one,
that's the point. It was literally about her community
and her you know, awareness to what is happening and what's affecting her and the people around her.
I would have still wanted to go to the White House, but it's all
right,
good.
Right. I agree. And so the reason why she was kind of like in Twitter news and in social media news is because there was a picture that she took with President Obama. And there's one where she literally is embracing him and he picks her up because she's kind of tiny. She's 9. She's small. So he's holding her and things like that. And she's smiling and she's very, very excited. And then there is another picture that has been posted a lot side by side. Is so she has a picture with President Obama and she's smiling and everything, and then she has another picture with Donald Trump when she met him, and she's kind of just
she looks mortified.
It's one of those like fakes, I'm doing my duty as Little Miss Flint
yes type of a picture. Her eyes were huge and not so, in a happy way, more in like I just saw a ghost,
right? And so it's
social media
is
definitely
things.
Going crazy looking at the comparison of the two.
Exactly. And so and it's kind of sweet because she did say in an interview following the meeting Donald mm-hmm. Trump that she didn't expect him to come there and to say that he was going to fix it, you know. And she kind of got the impression from him that it was just going to be magically fixed and that he was just going to take care of it instantly, just like that. And he was, and she even said that she was waiting for him, Donald Trump, that is, to explain to her,
yeah.
which, you know, how exactly, if he were to become elected, what plans he had in place for that. And so I think it was kind of cute in multiple levels. One, just because it was funny to see the different reactions and everybody thought that that was cute, but also the fact that she does care and that she wasn't just meeting these men that are in these positions just for fun. She was actually on a mission.
Exactly.
And that she's trying to make things happen even at her young age and using her popularity as Little Miss Flint to, you know, bring some awareness and get things fixed for her community. So shout out to you, Miss Mari, because you are doing it very well. And so
yes,
you know,
meeting people
and
high
cute.
In power.
And so before we wrap up this episode, we wanted to talk about some marriage advice. Another funny thing, you know, that took place over social media. Now, marriage advice, I don't know. I'm not married. I'm not even engaged to anybody anytime soon. I'm not dating anyone, so I'm not even on that track yet. So
yeah.
But
well, I am, but I have some time.
Right. So I'm sure at that time there's going to be some people always talk about getting cold feet and just wanting to get some advice. So a man by the name of Dirk Van Graver tweeted Ryan Reynolds in regards to some marriage advice. And so we wanted to share, before we wrap up this episode, some marriage advice from Ryan Reynolds. And now Ryan Reynolds, he was married to Scarlett Johansson for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And now he's currently with Blake Lively and they have children together. I think they have 2 children actually together. And they've been married for now going on 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so the tweet from Dirk said, "I'm getting married this Saturday, perhaps misguidedly. I'm seeking celebrity advice on how to keep a happy wife / life ideas." And I mean, it's kind of cute. And now when I tweet, like, I don't really tweet at celebrities because I feel like they're never going to see it and they're not going to respond. So what's the point?
Yeah.
And so he was probably thinking like, oh, I'm just going to tweet this and nothing's going to come of this.
Exactly. Same thing.
Right. And so Ryan Reynolds actually did see it and he responded to Dirk. And this was his response. I quote, "You've come to the right place, Dirk. Celebrities are the gold standard for relationship advice." And so it was just kind of funny because I think it I think that one, the fact that he did respond to him is just funny in itself, but also the fact that he recognizes, even though as a celebrity, that people put them on these pedestals and things like that, but it's like
they're still normal people.
Still normal people. And you know, this is a guy that's been married twice, so he's probably thinking like,
I'm not the sole person to come to for advice.
If you want
at all.
Advice, you know, and things like that. So I just thought that was a lot good jokes and things. And then people also chimed in saying, you know, yeah, you should ask. You know, you're asking Deadpool because he plays the role of Deadpool. Yeah. You're asking Deadpool marriage advice. So that's that. We're gonna go ahead and just wrap up this episode. Tell them where they can find us, Tasia.
They can find us on our website,
gsmcpodcast.com, just in case you guys want to know about our network website,
as well as iTunes,
Google Play,
Stitcher,
and my favorite, SoundCloud. So,
and they can like us on Facebook,
Twitter, follow us, tweet at us if you have any funny things you guys want to share or any marriage advice for us when it comes to that time. I don't know. Dating advice. I don't know. Whatever you want to give us.
Any of the all.
It's at @GSMC_Smedia. That's SMEDIA. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Tasia.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.